Welcome to Burrito Quest week. Burrito Quest 2, week
the
10.
The rebirth.
We've had a 2 week hiatus, unfortunately, for all of our fan.
2 week or 3 week?
Two?
It almost became three.
Okay. Yeah, it was almost three.
You call it a hiatus when it's
so,
three.
So, what's this smothered burrito, Ben?
We went to Roberto's today, by the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Roberto's.
This is the burritos.
Some kind of brisket.
Badañados, I think it's called. And it's like, I said, what is it? And they said it's smothered. I said, well, what is inside it? And they said green chili meat or something.
That's a little on the spicy side.
It is spicy.
Ooh, that's nice.
I thought you said bañaderos.
Remember having bañaderos?
Well, bañado is something typical you see on Mexican menus.
What does bañado mean?
Burrito bañado, double barrel.
Huh. I'm getting a single barrel.
That's what they call it at Nelly's.
Somehow I name my child.
Double barrel?
I don't know what bañado means, dude.
It doesn't taste bad, you know.
No, it tastes pretty good. I mean, especially for Roberto's food. Roberto's tends to be lower priced.
Right. For those that don't know, Roberto's is a staple of Las Cruces for cheap, kind of sketchy, but pretty solid Mexican sketchy food.
You know, it kind of tastes like they bought this burrito at Si Señor and took it back to Roberto's and then divided it in half and made two burritos out of it.
You know, they've been around way longer than Si Señor.
Yeah, this is better than Si Señor.
Maybe this tastes like Si Señor went to Roberto's and bought two Roberto's burritos.
Maybe Si Señor's crap, Ben.
We will be the judge of that.
Although Kenny's coming into town and he wants to eat there like four times.
That's what Kenny does.
God damn it. Alright, so.
Oh, man.
It's spicy and gooey. We have to eat it with
forks.
Utensils. Forks and knives.
There was no salsa bro there.
No, our quest continues.
And these crooked fuckers tried to charge me for salsa. Because, of course, there's no salsa bro there.
Well, what do you expect, dude?
What if he was there?
I kind of think
they're trying to make a dollar. They sell tacos for 50 cents or something.
And salsa for 43, so what would you rather have? 50 cent taco?
I don't know. It depends on how bad it I need some spice on the food. On this one, I don't need any.
So they barely charge more for a taco than their cup of salsa?
Those crooked fuckers.
So Ben decided to go back to the roots of Burrito Quest 2, the search for salsa bro, and buy a backup burrito.
I did. I bought a potato burrito.
Yeah, so we all each have a potato burrito plus this bañadero.
I'm really liking this bañadero, although
it's not bad.
It's like Roberto's, they sell their own tortillas too.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like the thin, almost waxy kind.
No, dude, you should not know.
This isn't as waxy as that place, but like it's
Fidencios.
Still kind of still
I
a
like
little
Fidencios.
Bit mm-hmm. rather than fluffy.
It's good.
Fidencios is good.
The ones from Carlsbad we get are fluffy, dude. They're really good.
I thought about doing Fidencios again since they have so many different burritos for today, but this is a better idea, I think.
Yeah. We should progress a little farther before we start doing repeats. I mean, Salsa Bro could be there
How
by now.
How else are we going to find him?
It's true.
We have to search in ever-widening circles.
Do you think we could possibly bribe Pickwick?
To hire him back?
Well, that's a better idea than I had.
Are we a bribe or
like, find extort. Out, be like, hey, where is he?
Extort. We'll remove these from the web if you hire him back.
I mean, I wonder how much money he ends up making for them by selling burritos to us.
Hmm.
I mean, we would have bought burritos from somewhere else if he sucked, so it's kind of...
Well, we don't have to tell them that.
Are you saying that we lie to them so they hire back their corrupt employee?
I'm just saying, do you think we could get them to tell us...
You gotta
choose
maybe a criminal you want to support.
His last name, or is there anybody he,
his
name is Manny.
So we could at least get him a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Maybe we could ask one of the girls that works there, be like, hey, you know that Mexican dude with
that? Isn't that guy that got fired for giving away burritos to hot chicks?
We're looking for that dude.
I'll meet that guy.
That's gonna be a sketchy kind of conversation.
Maybe we should induct him into Burrito Quest sainthood.
I thought that's why we were on the search.
Manny. Saint.
So, in case you are hearing background noise on this recording, it is raining. The first heavy summer rain we've gotten in Las Cruces.
Monsoon season has begun.
Yeah. Okay. So, I don't know what else. I wish I hadn't piled all this gooey, greasy cheese on top of this thing.
Really?
Whatever. I think that's going to make the second burrito awesome.
Ben, when you ask me really, do you think I'm going to say, yeah, no, actually, I take that back.
Remember how Ben used to do that in Burrito Quest 1, though? He'd be like, oh, this is going to be great, this is going to be great. Really? No, this is kind of shit.
Am I the only one who does
You've
that?
You've lost your Jedi mind trick on us.
No.
I hate to inform you.
Does that mean you're getting more committed to your opinions on burritos?
No. It means I'm getting more used to your bullshit.
That seems fair. See, look at it. Look at it. It's
okay, just, this is just a burrito with Popeyes in it.
Just potatoes. That's why I had just to get the potatoes. Salsa, but you can spoon that shit in there, you know?
Spoon that shit in there! God damn it.
Well, I have to have this burrito in its purity.
You have to eat it. I remember the first time I got
that.
Salsa's
okay for the purity.
It was depressing.
Salsa is.
You got, you actually bought a potato burrito one time?
Mm-hmm. You know, I like potatoes. I bet there's like some meat and some green chili in there. I'm like, nope, there's just fucking potatoes.
It's called a potato burrito. Why would you think there's meat in there?
You know, but instead of like a green chili burrito, you know there's going to be meat too.
No, you know, I'm kind of with
Ben on
this
one. And sometimes potatoes.
I would have expected at least cheese.
Or a green chili or something, you know.
Roberto's got to make some money.
You can
swindle
paid.
People with some potato burritos. You never know when some
gringo's going to... Actually, that's like a kid burrito.
19th century Irishman's going to wander up. And...
Or some 12-year-old.
Can I just get some potatoes?
Potatoes! And some fucking bread.
Wrapped in a tortilla. You like how I switched accents in the
Yeah, that guy became very ethnic very fast.
Irish is ethnic.
You gotta fit
not
in.
Not to Mexico, though. Well, they're not Mexicans. That's what I'm trying to say.
The Irish are not Mexicans?
Yeah, well, no. They are not.
Come here, burrito.
I don't think.
You know, more people than the Irish eat potatoes.
Ask Ben.
Oh, man, this tortilla.
Ask Ben question.
That's racist. Ask Dan. He's an anthropologist.
What did I do?
Are the Irish different from Mexicans?
Look at this fucking shit.
They're all humans, dude.
Yeah, but that's not what we're asking.
Well, what are you asking?
We want you to be racist for us.
Are you talking from a physiological standpoint?
This is a scalloped potato.
Dude, don't just open it and eat the insides out.
Sorry.
That's what she said.
It took me to teach you how to do burrito quest all day.
This is a scalloped potato.
I'm yelling! So, our hiatus might not have been as long as it was. We were maybe going to do burrito quest on Sunday instead of today.
Yeah.
Catastrophe struck in the form of somnolence.
I was in church.
Was that in your dream while you were sleeping? You were in church?
Oh, no.
I miss some of that potato, dude. Hold it up.
Under Cthulhu.
Oh, I need to do something about this potato. It just kind of tastes
Cthulhu
like...
Cthulhu comes for your potato burrito.
You could, like, chirp this out next to some turkey, you know, and some green beans. And...
Ooh, hey, do you like, after Thanksgiving, do you like to make turkey burritos with the leftover turkey? Or do you, as a Jew, celebrate Thanksgiving? I don't know.
Just say yes.
Yes, the answer is... We celebrate Thanksgiving, and...
What are you thankful for?
Eating turkey. Pumpkin pie.
All the food that people brought
Pumpkin
me.
Pie makes me thankful. Very often I don't have to prepare the Thanksgiving meal either, so I'm thankful for that.
You should try that, dude.
Preparing a meal?
Yep.
I'm kind of scared of cooking turkeys.
Why don't you calm down?
It's got you there, man. Why don't you calm down, man? You're freaking out.
Freaking out, man.
This burrito really needs,
God, anything.
Cheese. Meat and green chili.
It needs to not just have potatoes in it.
Or some different kind of potato, you know.
You know what, though?
No.
I would eat this burrito or the green burrito.
Yes.
Thing we got.
I don't know.
Yes, the green burrito is just like a turd in a tortilla.
I mean, like, a lot of times I'll just cook up...
Yeah, but it probably costs the same.
Fried potatoes, you know?
Yeah, but I don't want to eat them in a tortilla.
Yeah, but if you have them with something... I guess that's true. We had a pretty good burrito beforehand. Which is why I'm like, this is more of a side dish.
Imagine if this is all I brought.
This is bland as shit, dude.
Like, hey guys, I got potato burritos.
I'd be hating you right now because, you know, I looked at that green burrito website. You have some burritos look better than the ones you got.
Really?
Mm-hmm. With chicken and guacamole and all sorts of junk in them. You got the plainest burrito you could get there.
You really fucked up, Ben.
Really?
Do you need me to prove the website?
I trust you.
No, you don't. All right, so
even sopping shit up, this thing is plain.
Mm-hmm.
When you put salsa on it, it tastes like salsa.
You can't get enough, dude. Mm-hmm. Well, Isaac's done.
Done.
I
want to hear what he has to say in terms of rating.
I haven't thought about it yet.
Yeah, but you're done. I'm trying to buy time for me.
We could make fun of Venmo.
Oh, yeah.
We could question him on any number of holidays that the Jews do or do not.
Easter.
Easter? Do you believe in
Easter? We don't celebrate Easter.
Are you thankful?
What about
Ramadan?
Greek Orthodox Easter. Because that's on a different
Greekster.
Day. Okay. Now we're all done.
Oh, apparently. Man. I spent all the time making fun of Ben.
I'm gonna rate my burrito. I would like to rate... Look at that anticipation on his face. I would like to rate my burrito... No. I'd like to rate my burrito someone else's dog. Like...
Which burrito are you doing?
The first one.
Okay.
Because I'm like...
I hate dogs aren't mine.
I really like dogs, and dogs are really cool. And you meet someone else's dog, and you're like, this is a cool dog. And you get to see it, and it's kind of cool, and then it goes away, and you only get to see it for a little while.
You have to clean up the poop?
No, I'm not thinking of it that way. I'm thinking of it, like, if you own that dog.
That's a good way of thinking about it. That's something to be thankful for on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving?
Oh, shit.
That's good. That's real good.
Interrupting rating.
Bam!
The first burrito is Thanksgiving. That's my rating, because I'm thankful it wasn't the second. Continue.
So, wait, all right. You guys have both rated it.
Someone else's dog on Thanksgiving. That's what I want to...
You can't say on Thanksgiving. I boosted you.
Yeah, don't try to steal somebody else's rating, man.
I'm happy with my rating as it stands.
Somebody else's dog on Thanksgiving?
No, just someone else's dog. Oh. Someone else's dog. Like, that's a cool dog, but I'm only going to get to see it for a little while.
Well, you make it sound sad now.
I am sad.
You are sad you ate that burrito,
first
one? What are you rating the second one? Okay, so Thanksgiving, right?
I'm going to rate them as a whole. Both burritos together. Instant mashed potatoes.
Those are good.
Yeah, see, I kind of like those.
They're kind of sketchy.
They're not... I mean, you know what I used to do when I was in high school? I'd come home from high school, because that's when I was in high school.
It's good that you went to school, though.
And I'd make a big bowl of instant mashed potatoes and get a couple pieces of bread and sit down and watch Star Trek and eat that.
What did you put on...
That sounds fucking sad.
What did you put on the potatoes?
Yeah, but it was awesome. I didn't have salt and pepper.
It would sound sadder if you weren't actually going to school. Because you just got up in the morning and made yourself some...
When I was 23.
You know what would be really funny?
Like got up at like 2 in the afternoon.
No, this is like 15 or something.
As if he got up
on Thanksgiving,
went to high school at like 25.
So this setting
around,
this set of came home is kind of a nostalgic memory, but in reality, it's not so great nowadays. That's how I feel about Roberto's.
That's
all
also kind of sad.
I don't really agree with you about the first one. First one was pretty good.
Well, I rated them as a whole.
Yeah, I know, but this was like the first brisket one that was...
Was that brisket?
No, that's just beef.
That was shredded beef.
Shredded beef, it was shredded beef.
Briskety.
Beef was shredded.
Wasn't steak fingers, that's for sure. Still.
Fuck.
I think we should go back there.
Throw shit at the window?
Because, like, well, I mean...
Well, no, I want to order order of steak fingers and see what they give me. And then go, hey, can I get this in a burrito?
And they're going to say, yeah, we got a steak finger burrito.
And I'll bring that here. When they bring it, I'll open it up and say, this
and
doesn't look like this!
And somebody!
It's not the same!
Get your rape joke on.
What?
I'm just trying to help.
I'm just trying to be a friend.
I'm not really happy with some of the ratings.
What ratings?
This is a good burrito.
That was all right.
It's Thanksgiving worthy,
I think. It's the first burrito you've had in 2 weeks. I mean, it was all right. It's on the upper end of all right.
The first burrito.
You know, this other one?
Nostalgic memories are good.
The potato one, I'd rate that something awful like white wine.
That's the sad part.
Did I rate my potato burrito?
No.
Oh.
No, what are you going to give that one? Somebody else's dog shit?
Someone else's Thanksgiving. Can I rate it used napkins that you didn't use?
You can do what you want, man.
But you got to clean them up.
I don't have to like it.
It's true. Do you like it?
No. It's a lame rating. That's boring.
Used napkins?
You're kind of boring then.
What do they get used for?
I don't know.
Snots. I mean, if they have blood on them, that's totally different than if somebody just wiped their mouth and they don't even look like Zane.
But what if they just wiped a cake full of awesome icing and you're like, oh shit, all this tastes good when I'm mopping my face up.
Yeah.
What if
then you can have some of that icing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes the burrito sound pretty good, actually.
Okay. Well, goddammit, we're at 15 minutes.
This is... gotta stop.
Okay, so there's a goddamn burrito quest. We'll get back into... hey, Kenny said he wants to be on
burrito. I hope
he does. Maybe.
I
hope so maybe we have to burrito quest C-Senor while he's here.
Will he actually come over here, or do we have to go to C-Senor?
C-Senor has good burritos. Will. We could bring some pretty good burritos.
They're
dude,
okay.
That
they're
place
not...
is not that good. Why does everybody recommend it?
You know what it is?
It's boring Mexican
food. You know what
food.
It is? It's white people Mexican food, is
Ben,
what it is.
Yeah, he called you white.
There's a lot of Mexicans
now.
There. I am white.
Ben, there's a lot of Mexicans everywhere.
So a lot of
and
Mexicans?
They excel at making their own food boring. As
yeah,
well as making
C
it awesome.
Senor.
Burrito Quest is getting so racist.
So why do the Mexicans go to C Senor to eat their food?
Because they're boring too.
Are they white?
What are you going to say the Mexicans can't go there? What, now you're excluding Mexicans from a whole restaurant?
Segregist.
Next thing you know, separate water.
No time. Mexicans on Thanksgiving. That's what I'm thankful for. Or Greekster.
And celebrate Thanksgiving?
Wow. It's an Orthodox Thanksgiving. Okay. It sounds like we need to have a little educational time with having Alex back on as a special guest.
I agree. Mm-hmm. We should bring him back.
That's right, and you can ask him all these questions about Mexican holidays.
Do they call it Meester? Sage would find that funny. I know he would. Turn that thing off. Stop looking at me.
Adios, burrito people.